I'd be happy to help you out.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Do you think that we are going to have an election in 2024? I don't. I do not believe that we will have what we would consider, understand as an election. There is continuity of government. It was continuity of government, all of the different agencies in the federal government, whether they be senior executive service, the intelligence agencies, all of them, the military industrial complex, the political parties, Democrat, Republican, they're all part of continuity of government. Continuity of government assures that nothing will interfere with the Luciferian globalists that control the United States of America. They have controlled this country, solidly forever, through the banks, through political world. Continuity of government was hard at work before Donald Trump ran for presidency during the time of his initial first campaign. They were already at work devising strategies to make sure, firstly, that he would not win the election. But the hand of God, fate, happenstance, whatever you may want to call it, I call it the hand of God, was instrumental in arranging circumstances so that Donald Trump would be the president of this country. I say that because you can see the hand of God if you really want to see it. And if you want to see the hand of God, you go to the Holy Bible. There are many things called holy, but there is truly only one book that is holy, the Bible. In the Holy Bible, you have God speaking through men, to mankind, ages gone, about what would happen in the ages that we're in and the age that we are in presently. And in the Holy Bible, there are two great prophecies of Donald Trump. One in the Old Testament, on the day that King Solomon dedicated the temple, King David spent years gathering what was necessary for the building of the temple. King David thought that he would build Israel's temple. The children of Israel worshiped God in the wilderness in a tent. But eventually, God told them there would be a structure, a place designed by God, appointed by God, directed by God to build a temple. King David thought that he would be the man that would build the temple because he did. That was his objective. But before he died, King Solomon, God told David that his son would build the temple. Solomon did. On the day of that dedication, Solomon presented a dialogue to the children of Israel. In that dialogue, he talked to them about their past, their present, where they stood on that day, and the future, thousands of years into the future, 2,000 plus years into the future. Eventually, the temple would be destroyed, rebuilt, destroyed, rebuilt, destroyed, and once again, in the time prior to Israel's Messiah returning, the temple would once again be rebuilt to a degree, not like it was in its initial glory. But on the day that Solomon dedicated the temple, he made a prophecy about a individual who would not be Jewish, who would be non-Hebrew, who would be a foreigner, who would be an individual that comes from a Gentile nation, and that individual would know the God of Israel. Solomon didn't quite understand how this foreigner could worship the God of Israel, but he did say that this foreigner would come and worship toward the present temple. Well, it was a prophecy. That prophecy was fulfilled in 2017, in May, when Donald Trump made his trip to the Middle East. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexapeer gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now MyKind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries MyKind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. MyKind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Well, you love Bible history. You love just history in general. You put the two together, and you see how God intended, how he was able to predict from the past the future. The Holy Bible predicts thousands and thousands of years ago what would happen in the last decade. I'm convinced we are in the last decade prior to Christ's return. All the signs are evident. Henry Kissinger, people in this administration, the previous administration, are talking about Armageddon. Armageddon, the thought of Armageddon, is in the thought of mankind. People don't want to think about it. With Ukraine, there's a coming war. They're thinking this could be Armageddon. It is not Armageddon. Armageddon is still another 8-9 years in the future. Before Armageddon, Russia will be destroyed. 7 years, maybe 4 or 5 months before Armageddon, that war takes place. So until you see Russia destroyed by God, Armageddon is not here. People will believe that when Russia is destroyed, when Russia comes with Iran and a host of other nations to invade the Middle East, that is Armageddon. Well, it has a principle. Armageddon does take place in the Middle East, but in this war in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, which you can look at, you can read, that war is about a nation in an area, which is Russia, and the people of the tribes of Magog and Gog, of the peoples. They will be a great people. They will coordinate with other nations, Iran, Turkey, a group of other nations in the old Soviet bloc nations, Ethiopia and Libya and North Africa. They will attack, they will bring their armies into the Middle East to attack Israel. They will be defeated. Now that does occur in the Middle East. And everybody is going to be fooled into believing that that is Armageddon. No, because in Ezekiel 38 and 39, there is no mention of China. Sino. There's no mention of China. Many Bible teachers and people who are end time prophecy buffs, they believe that that may be Armageddon. I say it's not. It doesn't fit. Russia is destroyed 7 years earlier in the present day Jordan with the other nations, but Armageddon is still another 7 years in the future. Ezekiel 38 and 39 talk about that Russian war, but here in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 32, it's talking about a king at the end of the world that comes from another nation to visit Israel. And Solomon prophesied about it. He said, so he's addressing the Jewish people, nation of Israel. He's telling them, he's prophesying. Many Bible teachers, Jewish and non-Jewish Christians, do not know about this great prophecy on the day that King Solomon dedicated the temple. King Solomon dedicates the temple, but he speaks to the children of Israel about their proclivity to always leave God. Like the American people, for the most part, as a nation, we have left God. And the consequences are judgment, punishment, hardship, famine, war, disease, plagues, pestilence, just a few things to get your attention. Israel, when they were apostate, that's what they received. They were removed from their land. People from other nations invaded them. They occupied present-day Israel. We're under the same kind of punishment as a nation. We were a Christian nation, God-fearing. We were a nation that acknowledged God from the halls of Congress, from the highest positions in the land, in the capitals of the nations, of the states of the nations and the capitals, the states of this country. But we have left God, departed, and we as a nation presently, if you look at the society, we are becoming an apostate and an antichrist nation, a nation that wants to have zero to do with the thought of God or His Son or the benefits that through His death were bestowed upon mankind for all to receive eternal life, initially forgiveness of sins, an eternal future with God. But we are an antichrist nation. We are being led by antichrist individuals who are, for the most part, all of them antichrist in the positions of power at the federal level and the state level. Not all, but most. Representatives that we have elected to go in to represent us, most are involved in the occult, secret societies, Freemasons, Skull and Bones, goes on and on. Russia, on the other hand, was a communist, God-hating, antichrist nation. It has changed. Now, this communist nation is a God-fearing nation, a nation that acknowledges God from the positions of power, not just President Putin, but all, even the military. They are blessed. You may not think it, but you look at the victories they have been getting in this war in Ukraine. But there's something in the heart of the Russian people that God is going to, there's going to be a punishment coming because of something that's been in their heart. Anti-Semitism, the hatred of the Jewish people. When Russia comes down with these other nations to invade Israel, that will be the final straw. God will judge them. They will be punished. They will not become a powerful nation again for 1,000 years. 1,000 years in the future, they will once again be powerful. But for the most part, for the next 1,000 years, after they're punished in the judgment in the present-day area known as Jordan, they will no longer be a power. They will not exist as a power in the world. They will be raped. They will be, everything that Russia is going to be divided up pretty much by Antichrist for the most part. China will get a little bit. Now, going back to this prophecy on the day that Israel, that on the day that Solomon dedicates the temple, he says to the children of Israel, he's talking about just the Jewish people, just the children of Israel. He's addressing them specifically. But he says something odd. He said in verse 32, now, he says, in addition to what I'm saying to you, I'm going to paraphrase it. He says, in addition to what I'm saying to you, moreover, concerning the stranger, Donald Trump. For you Christian Bible teachers, you better pay attention to this verse. 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 32. Concerning the stranger, Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States of America, the President of Empire, the President of the greatest nation to have ever existed in the history of mankind. This stranger, Donald J. Trump, that God will put in power, in place, nothing can keep him from being put in that position as president of this great nation that is across the ocean. It's not even on this land, not in this continent. He's coming from another nation at a distance across a massive body of water, and he's going to fly to the Middle East, but he's not going to fly to Israel initially. He has to fly to the Arab nations, to the sons of Ishmael. He has to fly to the Arab world initially to be greeted by King Solomon. And he's going to fly in this beautiful bird called Air Force One. He's going to land in Riyadh, and he's going to be treated like a king. He's going to be treated with royalty by royals. He's going to be, the red carpet will be laid out for him. He's going to be acknowledged with all dignity, with honor, with respect, which he will get nothing from in the nation that he presides over. In the nation that he presides over, he will be mocked, ridiculed. He will be hated. The whole nation will be up in arms because they don't like him for the most part. But he's going to land in Riyadh, and there he is going to address the children of Ishmael and the children of Esau, the ancient families, the ancient princes, the ancient dukes at the time of Abraham. He will visit these tribes, these dukes, these princes, and he will speak to them, because I, God, am going to send him, because I have a message. I, God, the God of Israel, I have a message for the Islamic world. Islam will destroy you if you don't keep radical terrorism out of your countries. If you fund it, if you allow it, if you weaponize it, it will destroy you kings, it will destroy your families, it will destroy your countries. And if I, Donald J. Trump, catch you funding radical terrorism, I will cut the funds from Empire off. I will sanction you. I will sanction you. I will not allow Congress to send you finances. You decide. So this stranger, he's very direct with the Arab kings, with the kings of Ishmael, the children of Ishmael, the princes of those ancient tribes, and also the tribes and the children of Ishmael, of Esau, Jacob's twin brother. See, the Bible is full of fascinating history. If you can look at it, see it, interpret it, and if you can put history together with Bible history, what is written in the scripture, if you can put it together, you will see it clearly. So, if you'll hold on, I'll try to present a little bit more to you in the next segment. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1350KHNC.com for podcast at your leisure.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The PE Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
So this is the story of a royal king, which in the nation in which he was the royal king, they treated him disrespectfully. Dishonor, mock, shame, ridicule, attack after attack. But he flies to Riyadh, and these kings, they treat him like the royalty that the Bible says he is. The Bible says, in God's eyes, he is royalty. He is the child of God Almighty. He is an individual that has the Holy Spirit living inside of him. This is a mystery that King Solomon didn't see. Solomon sees him just as a stranger. But Solomon is perplexed, because it says that this king, he comes from a far country, the United States of America. And then Solomon says, for thy God, for thy the God of Israel, for you, for your great name's sake, this king has come. And for the sake of your mighty hand, this king has come. Solomon is saying, this king from this nation at a distance across an ocean knows the God of Israel. He is a child of the very God of Israel, just like King Solomon was one of God's servants in the Old Testament belief system. This stranger is a born-again believer in the fulfillment that Jesus Christ stated, he had another flock that he had to bring into the fold, meaning the Gentile people. And this is why Solomon says, this stranger is not Hebrew. He's not of the stock of Israel. He's not of this people. He is a Gentile. But he knows the God that we serve. He knows the God of Israel. And this king, he's in Saudi Arabia. You should go to YouTube. Look at Donald Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia, King Solomon. You should go see that video. The splendor, the magnificent building, this palace that Donald Trump was brought into to address the Arab nations. It's no small thing. God, his great love for, he, remember what he told Abraham? Ishmael had to be sent out. But God promised Hagar, Ishmael's mother, that Ishmael would be a great people. There would come 12 princes, I believe it was. And these princes exist to this very day, right today. You have King Solomon. He is one of the princes of Ishmael, who lived 3,800 years ago. You would have the children of Jacob's twin brother, Ishmael. I'm sorry, not Ishmael, Esau. Esau would be there also represented. And here, they treat Donald Trump like royalty. You should go to the YouTube and you should see Donald Trump's visit to Riyadh, King Solomon, his first trip to the Middle East as president. That was the first duty that God gave him. The very first duty was to go visit the children of Ishmael and Esau, these great peoples of the Middle East. And he warns them, this king warns them, radical terrorism will destroy you. And they heeded, they paid attention to Donald Trump's words. And they have been blessed. They have been protected. Now, Joe Biden goes over to visit in the Middle East. Was he treated with the respect and honor that Donald Trump got? No. Why would he be treated with that type of honor? Why God would God allow that? When this guy serves the dark side. He was ridiculed. He was ridiculed by the Arabs. They told him, go home. There will be no oil for you. And he came home shamed. And even CNN, MSNBC, all of these other mainstream media, they all had to admit that he failed in his objectives. In fact, Saudi Arabia, they decided, you know, we, the children of Ishmael and Esau, we're going to trade with China. And we are going, and China, we're going to work out a deal with China, and princes of Ishmael are going to work with Iran, with the children of the tribe of the children of, and look what happens. Then what happens? Donald Trump, he flies from Riyadh, he flies to Israel. And there he meets with the king of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Donald Trump is no longer allowed to lead this country. And Benjamin Netanyahu, shortly after that visit, he was removed and replaced by two other prime ministers. One kind of in, he was kind of a, they're just positioned temporarily for the elections, if I remember correctly. But guess what happens? Benjamin Netanyahu is once again Prime Minister of Israel. Now, Donald Trump leaves the sons of Ishmael and Esau. He flies to where? To meet with the tribes of Israel. With the tribes that exist in Israel to this day. I believe all of the 12 tribes of Israel were represented. They were there to represent Israel during Donald Trump's visit in one way or the other. Excluding, and probably even to some degree, you had some who were of the tribe of Dan, who is excluded out of the lineage because he began to worship Satan and bring in idolatry into Israel. Dan was not there. Who are some of the members of the tribe of Dan that are Jewish but serve the other gods and idols? I would say George Soros. I would say Henry Kissinger, Greenspan, Allen, some of these others, Bernanke, Bannon. History is fascinating. That's why I love it. Rick Rodriguez, the President of 1353.com, again, for podcasts.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts help you get by.
Okay, so you can see the hand of God and how God does things. You see, God did say that at the end of the world, he would once again, the children of Israel would become a nation. They became a nation in 1948. So now you have, starting with Lawrence of Arabia, he begins a campaign in the Middle East through the British to gather and to begin to work with the Arab families, these princes of Ishmael, so that they can be, rather than a families that are we always that are at each other's throat, warring with each other, in conflict with one another. Lawrence, he, on behalf of God, of the God of Israel, I believe that God used him to help these Arab nations become independent nation states, if you want to call it that, so that each one would once again come into their destiny as nations, as people, not in poverty, but in respect, with finances, with dignity. And these Arab nations, I enjoy watching these Arab people when they come to, I don't care so much for the United Nations and all those, but when they come, I enjoy seeing films on these nations, because I know they're the children of Ishmael. God promised them something through Abraham and through Hagar, and God was faithful to his word. They are princes in the world. They are dukes. They are peoples. They are significant. They have a destiny to play too. Part of that destiny with a few of them is to afflict Israel, and then God will punish them. So, but at the same time, the stranger could not visit Israel until Israel was a nation. And in this prophecy of Solomon to the children of Israel, on the day of dedication, on the day that the temple is dedicated, he tells them, you're going to be sent to other nations. You're going to be sent. But if you pray to God, he will return you to your dwelling place, he will forgive you, and he will be fair with every individual. God knows the hearts of men, and he will be fair to each individual that is in Israel. But God did say that he must visit once again the children of Jacob. All 12 children were represented when Donald Trump went to Israel. And when this royal king visits Israel, he fulfills another prophecy. It says that he will go to pray toward the temple. Now it said pray toward the temple. King Solomon was giving the presentation at the temple site. But Solomon is saying something. He will pray toward the temple. If he comes and he prays toward this temple, and this is exactly what Donald Trump did, he went to Israel. He went to the temple site. He fulfilled the prophecy. From a distance, he prayed toward the temple. He did not pray at the temple. He prayed toward the temple, fulfilling prophecy. Donald Trump also, he fulfilled another prophecy. Before the judgment and the wars of Armageddon and the Israel's wars with the neighboring nations could take place, Jerusalem had to be identified as the capital of Israel. Now that Israel's capital is Jerusalem, now Israel is going to be able to fight the wars prophesied in Psalm 83, in Jeremiah, in Ezekiel, in Isaiah, and other verses throughout the scripture. I don't have the time. I'm limited to minutes. I have to just present it to you. You'll have to do your homework and research. But Israel has to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem must be the capital when the Great Israel War and the campaign on the Arab, on the terrorist groups surrounding Israel takes place. That prophecy is fulfilled. Jerusalem is the capital. Jerusalem is going to be a point of contention. It is going to be a hardship for the whole world, because the big war that's coming, the people are going to push for a Palestinian state. The Bible says there will never be a Palestinian state. The people are going to push to destroy Israel. And it does say that eventually a coming king of America, a president of America, will invade Israel. And America will occupy, American forces will occupy Israel. But not until after Russia is destroyed. I'm giving you a lot to think about. So Donald Trump, he lands in Tel Aviv. He goes to the temple. He prays toward the house, toward the temple, fulfilling prophecy. Then he leaves. And I don't think I'm going to have time to tell you. Where does he go next? We'll be back to Present Truth.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
We're going to finish out. If you would like to assist me financially with the Present Truth, you could write KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. That's P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, 80534. And with checks, make the checks out to Rick Rodriguez. Don't make them out to KHNC. It complicates matters. Make them out to Rick Rodriguez, and support to Rick Rodriguez. That will help me. I do interesting things with the finances that you send me. So thank you, appreciate it. Now, with Donald Trump, there's more to this story with his visit to the Middle East. Donald Trump initially visits the children of Ishmael and Esau and these dukes and princes. Then he goes to visit the children of Israel that had to be in their land once again, and they are. And he visits the king of Israel, Netanyahu. And President or Prime Minister Netanyahu, I believe, is going to be the individual, the Prime Minister, to lead Israel into the victories over the terrorist groups surrounding Israel, coming very shortly. And so Donald Trump meets with this king, with this leader. And this leader meets with Solomon's stranger. He gets to meet with the Solomon stranger and Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, a Christian, a born-again believer. You may not think he is. You may have your opinions. Whatever it is you believe, it's up to you. That's not, I have no control over that. All I know is what I'm telling you is according to the scripture here, Donald Trump is a man who King Solomon states fears thy name. He fears the God of Israel. And this king prays to the God of Israel. And he's come in the name of the King of Israel to the Jewish people who do not yet know their Messiah. He represents a body of people internationally that believe in Israel's Messiah. They believe in Israel's Messiah, though they do not, I mean, these people believe in Israel's Messiah, though Israel does not. Israel doesn't believe that Christ is their Messiah, that Yeshua is their Messiah. So, Solomon is talking about the Jewish people at the end of the world who have not yet acknowledged or met and are still waiting for their Messiah. Solomon doesn't talk about their Messiah in these verses because their eyes are still blind to the fact that their Messiah came 2,000 years ago. So he addresses them as a people, as a nation, and he even tells them that there is a war coming, which they have not yet experienced. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. We'll talk tomorrow.
Mile High Cruise Planners, traveling is their passion and their area of expertise. See how their experience, travel knowledge, and preferred access to special offers can lead you to a stress-free vacation plan. Mile High Cruise Planners is a top-rated travel agency operating in Johnstown, Colorado. For all your travel needs, call 970-578-9779 or visit milehighcruiseplanners.com.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.